Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Lex and Lux podcast.
Woo!
Where we dive into everything dating, relationships, both ours and some public information as well. So share some stories, some advice, and we'll go from there. I am your host, Brian Luxton, and I am joined, as always, by the loud and lovely Lexi Fuentes.
I never know what he's going to say.
Never know what I'm going to say either when we start on it.
It's fine. We'll have another better comeback than me being loud.
But anyway, before we dive into stuff, like, comment, subscribe, follow, leave a review, rate, share the podcast with friends. Very excited by the reception we've gotten so far. Yeah. So let's please continue to help that grow.
Yeah.
If you want to get involved in the community more, you can reach out to us on social media. I am the Brian Luxton on both TikTok and Instagram, and she is Fwen Lex on both of them. So
yes, that's
feel free to hit us up and we'll dive into that.
Yes.
But today's topic of conversation, we hinted at it a lot last episode, is we need to discuss some dating updates for you for sure.
Yeah.
And for me as well. I mean, I've taken myself off the dating apps. Sorry, ladies.
You can still DM him or me and I can set something up for you guys.
Yeah, it's not.
He's not like taking a. If the opportunity comes, would you want
to? Yeah. Yeah, I'm not taking a break from it. It's just kind of, I got to a point where I wasn't getting excited with anyone.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it was just having the same conversation over and over and over again. It's like, I can only care about so many people's siblings that I'm never going to. Oh, how many siblings did you grow up with? Like, oh, where are your parents from? Where'd you go to school? Well, why'd you decide to study that?
It's
just like, all right. I mean, it only gets so exciting. And to do it for like at least $100 a clip each time, it just gets to the point. It's like, this ain't worth it to me. And granted, it only takes one. So I'm not sitting here saying like I'm giving up completely.
No.
But
sometimes you just need a break. Exactly. We've all done that.
I find it. I get to a point on like Hinge. Hinge is my main dating app that I use. I actually am curious to use Bumble now that they've updated it.
Yeah.
So curious to see what that's like when that comes back.
Have you been on it though?
I've not been on it since it's updated now.
Since the update. Okay.
Have you?
Yeah. It's one of the ones I'm not banned on.
Okay.
Well, I was banned on it, but then I just made another new account with a different number.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Is it any really? I've heard men can message first.
No, what the hell? Since when? Maybe I haven't updated it completely.
Okay, yeah, they deleted everything off their social media. Like they completely were like, we're doing a whole rebrand.
Shit! I didn't know this.
I think it was May 1st. Was they said like brand new Bumble? Like
oh shit, maybe I need to redownload. Like see if there's an update.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty confident because if I remember correctly, their social media went to like they took everything down.
Oh my god.
And said, like, the new Bumble starts May 1st or something like that.
Okay, I'll look it up. I don't know. I mean, I still use it, but I don't know if I updated it.
Like, okay, completely. So, yeah, maybe that's what it is. Because I'd be curious to see what that's like. I'm not giving it, like, a very long break. This episode's coming out May 21st.
Yeah.
So, it's, like, realistically, in the next couple weeks, I'll be back on it, back on dating apps.
Yeah.
It just gets to a point where I'm like, I'm not excited by anyone.
Yeah, then take a break.
Like, yeah, okay. Like, that's not, it's not respectful to the woman that it's like, all right, I'm going through the motions and then I'm not throwing my best game. And it's like, it's just not worth it to me.
You can't be your best self, so.
Exactly.
Might as well just take a break.
And if I'm not getting enjoyment out of it, what the hell's the point of it?
Exactly. So, you lose money.
Exactly. Yeah, very true. So, no, but my updates for dating are a lot less interesting than yours are.
Yeah.
So feel free to dive in over what has happened past week.
Where have I been? Oh, what have I done? So you guys know I recycle men like absolutely crazy.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah,
well aware of this.
Yeah, well aware. I was seeing lawyer dude for a while. We were about to hit our 2-month mark and just some personal things happened. Ended on kind of good terms. There's no bad terms.
No.
It was like he needed some space. And the only thing I didn't like about it was that you tell me you need space and then like 4 days later you tell me you miss me and you want to like hang out.
Yep.
But like you want to know that you can't take me on fancy dates. You can't spend the money that you used to for right now.
Yeah.
A little pause on that.
Yeah.
And it's like, bruh, I wasn't in it for the money at this fucking point.
No.
We're two months into it. That's never like the last time we actually ate out, I bought dinner.
Yeah.
That shit wasn't cheap too, because we got an expensive pizza place, which I love UPC. It's so worth it. Like I think it's worth the money.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know what? I'll pick us a pizza on the way home, like on the way up there. Yeah, so like, fair. You know, it was, you know, no big deal. I mean, the man spent so much money our first date that the least I could do is buy one meal. But I just like was upset about that. I took it pretty hard.
Yeah.
Wanting the break because it was going so well.
Yeah.
And I wasn't not dating other people. It just, I felt someone was excited to see me.
Yes. And I definitely felt like he was invested in this
relationship. He was. He really was. Yeah. And wanted to hang out, would put the effort, would do that. And then something happened. And then it's like, fuck. The thing I don't like is when things go bad, is this how you act?
Yeah. That's a good point. That is something I've criticized him for in our conversations. Yeah.
And so I'm still trying to figure it out. I did text him yesterday that I missed him because I did. I do. There is some things that we need to figure out otherwise because I need to figure out who that was in the video.
Yeah, absolutely. You do want to give some context because we really haven't.
We haven't because I don't like I genuinely really like this guy.
Yeah.
And I could see something like us continue to date, could see something long term. And I really do enjoy being with him, like how he makes me feel confident, all these things. For now, he doesn't make me confident after what happened. But basically, one thing about me is if we're still not exclusive and we're dating other people, I don't want to hear about it.
I think that's totally fair.
Yeah, yeah. I just don't want to hear about it because I am a little bit of a jealous person.
Yeah.
Not a big jealous person, but I'm a jealous person at the same time, if that makes sense.
And granted, it's also not unrealistic, especially with social media, for you to, like, you post a lot of things you do. So it's not, it's like he wasn't on social media at all, I don't think.
No. But and like he has a Twitter, and I think he has a TikTok now.
Yeah.
Because of me.
Let's just use you and me as a hypothetical here, that it's kind of like, if I were to post that I was in a Nationals game, and you and I were dating at this point, and like, not exclusively, but you might be like, who are you with? You'd start getting very skeptical.
Yeah, of who. Yeah. Exactly. So I was over at his place and he brings up Bad Bunny and went that he was going with a friend.
Yes. Yeah. And he brought it up unprompted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is like, what? Who are you going with? Because why is a white man who speaks no English or no Spanish going to a Bad Bunny concert?
Yeah, I mean, we don't know who that
was. We don't know who it was. So. We don't know if it was a friend. We don't know if it was another girl. We don't know anything. But why are you sending me videos of an artist that I don't like? Why are you, I asked you how the concert was because that's what a normal person does, knowing that you're going to the concert and you're texting me throughout the concert.
Yeah.
And then why do you send a video and you can hear a girl in it?
True. And next again, we haven't
found the full thing of
who this woman was, whether it was.
Am I assuming it was they were together? Like Brian has put the conclusion, maybe they were just next to each other and he was with his friend on the right. The person was on their left and just happened to sit next to them, have a conversation with them, things like that.
Yeah. I mean, like I've said, if you put a gun to my head and said, like, Brian, do you think this was a date or do you think this was a complete stranger?
Mm-hmm.
I would say I think it's a date based on context clues, but I'm saying that like not 100% confidence.
Yeah.
So I don't want to sit here and say this good guy, like everything he's shown has been, he's a good guy.
Yeah, truly.
So it would be out of character for him.
Yeah. And it's just like also why if you're on a date, why are you texting me the whole concert?
That's very true too. Yeah.
So like we're like, okay, this is weird. Why are you showing me Bad Bunny videos? Why are you doing this? And he could tell I was pissed the next day because I did comment on that video and I was like, you didn't watch this, did you? And he's like, oh, I was just sending them to you. I didn't watch them all before I sent. And I was like, clearly. Then I didn't talk to him for like a day and a half. And that's not like we don't text much anyways.
No, because, but you send memes and stuff back and forth.
The thing is with him, I liked our communication style because we saw each other like 2 or 3 times a week.
Yeah.
So I don't need to talk to you every single day. You have a fucking big boy job. Like, I'm like, I mean, now that he's switching to a new job and like getting all that shit figured out, you should have more time to talk to me.
Yeah.
As you're trying to like, you know, but what do I know? I don't know anything.
And I mean, that is one thing I said to you the other day was that it's like he at this point he's not technically unemployed. He's between jobs.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like you should in theory have more time because you're not working long hours. Mm-hmm. Like we call him lawyer guy because he is a lawyer.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, when you're a lawyer, it's realistic that you're working 12 plus hour days.
There's like times where he has to answer an email while we're out to dinner, or be like, hey, I just got this case in. Can you give me like 20 minutes so I can brief it real quick and then get back to
it? Yeah. Like an 80 plus hour work week for a lawyer is not uncommon at all. Unfortunately, I couldn't do that lifestyle, but
We've talked about that. Which I'm okay with it because I love how successful he is. Like he came from nothing and now he is so successful and I love that for him.
Yeah. No. So we completely understand that, but now it's kind of like he hasn't started the new job yet. So it's kind of like, okay, well you should in theory have time for me, right? Mm-hmm. Like what else are you doing with your time?
Time. Exactly.
And I feel like he hasn't made that time for you yet. As far as I know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he hasn't yet, which we've talked about that. And that's like really upset me because I would have like when we were dating and seeing each other a lot, we had a lot of stuff planned for our birthdays.
Correct. So
because our birthdays are only like a week and a half apart.
And at this point, that's about a month ago. This episode's going to air the 21st.
So this would be our 3 months by time this episode clears up. And I was really beating myself up because I was like, do I say happy birthday to him? Do I not say happy birthday to him? And I knew that if it was the other way around, I would want him to say happy birthday to me.
Now, did he wish you a happy birthday at all?
No.
Okay.
But I know how I am. I personally would want that. So therefore, I would want to do.
I don't disagree.
I was beating myself on it because all he said was thank you. And then I'm like, really? That's all I fucking get?
And when was the last time you had talked prior to that? Like,
I left him on open. This was his birthday was on Thursday, which I thought it was on Friday, and Brian had to correct me because Brian remembers a lot more of things that I tell him.
That was also different because that was my cousin's birthday, who passed away. Yeah. So I knew those two.
So I left him on open because I was like very drunk this past weekend.
Yeah, you kind of went on some benders.
Maybe.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff I don't even know about that went on this past week. So that's why I'm kind of like, you can take this one away and run with it.
Because everyone loves hearing about my dating life. So I texted him this weekend and because I was drunk, he told me that I looked very cute. And then I sent like 150 messages of how I missed him and all these things. And then I don't get a fucking response from that. I just get a response that I looked good.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's...
Yeah. So that's why I was so mad at him and I didn't respond.
Understandable. I mean, I've likened this before to like, I remember girls complaining like shortly after college about like when they'd send a guy a nude or like a sexy picture and he'd just like the photo or send back like a thumbs up. And it's like, no. Like, I need more than that. If I'm going to send you 150 text messages in this case saying I miss you and you're not going to reply to anything aside from you look cute in that one picture.
Yeah.
Like, cool. Something's going on here that ain't adding up.
Exactly. And that's not like him. So that's why I was so upset by that. And that's why I ignored him. And Brian was asking me like every 20 minutes if I was texting him. Yeah. But the reason why I totally forgot what I texted him this weekend. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
Because you know me. I
this is beyond my memory.
Everything that I said. Because it was the weekend and I had way too many beers. So.
Yeah. You do nothing all week aside from work. And then it's just quick little bender and then back. I mean, that's what a lot of us have done at some point. But yeah.
So that's where like I want to have a discussion with him. Because I need to know who was in that video. If that's true, why did you send me that video? Also, so if that's just a friend, what am I considered? Because I took you to a concert. I took you to a very expensive concert that you did not pay for.
Yeah. And it was also not something you would think he wasn't interested. He's not a country music fan.
Mm-hmm. So if that's the same thing, I mean, also they had really shitty tickets anyways.
Do you remember him texting anyone during
looked at him when I turned around, because he sat down for like 20 minutes because he said his back was hurting.
Okay.
And I looked over and he was on Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't see that happening. And so, but I'm like, first of all, how the fuck do you have time when you and I are seeing each other three times a week?
Yeah.
I hardly have time for my fucking self.
Yeah.
And trying to date other people. Plus, I was moving. So, like, I was like, I need to start dating other people because I'm, like, getting to the point where, like, I'm starting to just like him. And I'm like, I need to take a step back because I really do enjoy being with him. I like what he brings to the table. I like his personality. I think we have a lot in common besides baseball. And
so then why, what was your, what was the point of taking the step back? Like, why do you want to date other people at that point?
Because of the concert.
Okay.
I was like, is he dating other people?
Okay. So we're talking pre Bad Bunny.
Yeah. Pre Bad Bunny. Okay. Yeah. So that's when I was like, shit, I need to take a step back then, because if that's what you're going to be doing, then go do that. But I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah.
Like, I know what I bring to the table.
Yes.
What does that person bring to the table that I don't?
True. Absolutely.
So if that's how you want to be, then go be with them.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to fight over you. I'm not going to, like, and I know that's the early stages of dating, but we're 2 months in. We're doing a lot of things. We're hanging out. We're planning future things. Like, the plan was for him to come to the beach with me this week.
Right. I remember you saying that.
And that's not happening anymore.
Correct.
I mean, my brother's going to be there, but, like, that still didn't matter. Like, I wanted him to be there because we're together.
It's not uncommon to start meeting family at that point. Yeah. Like, that is kind of,
I mean, especially my brother, that one I would introduce you to before, way before anyone else.
Yeah.
And that brother would. But it's just like, you get a break from the weekend to come down to the beach. Like, I'm lucky that I have a place that I can escape to the beach. Yes. And like, you're lucky to have me as someone that can do that. Like, you know, you and I, if we need a fucking break to the city, we can go down to the beach anytime.
100%.
So it's like, we have those perks. And it's like, I wanted you to enjoy that. Like, you've had a rough couple weeks.
Yeah.
Like, I want you to come down there. I want you to have fun. Like, but like, that's off the table at this point.
Yes.
And like, he said he wants to plan for this week to see me. He said early this week. And I said, okay. That's all I said. Because at this point, you need to make the plans.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make them. And I'm not going to be here next weekend because I'm going to be at the beach. I'm leaving Thursday. Like, you won't see me till then. And that's what's pissing me off, is like, make fucking plans with me if you say that. And like, that's what I'm going to tell him. Like, A, I need to know about the concert. B, I need to know why you say you miss me. But then like, don't fucking make plans with me.
Yeah.
And then bring up like, hey, since I'm in between jobs right now, I need to take a break on spending as much money as I do, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I am not in it for the money.
At this point. You're 100% right. And I think if you didn't understand that, it was kind of like, oh, well, you need to be spending this money. I mean, it's like, cool. If that was your mindset, then if he walked away, okay.
Oh, I would 100% understand. 100%. I would walk away. Yeah, that would be totally okay. But that's not a problem for me. I'm not in it for the money at this point. We're already deep into this. The money isn't an issue. If it was really an issue, I would go back to someone who's richer.
Correct.
Like, yes, you make a lot of money. You're very successful. But come on.
Yeah.
If I really didn't want you, I would find richer.
Yeah. And there's always men who can offer more.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, there's very few. Yes. You're probably not going to ever date like a Jeff Bezos or one of the true billionaires of the world. But you will always find guys who can offer you more money than another guy. And it's like, at some point, if you're truly chasing money, guess what? You're never going to find happiness because you're always going to keep going.
Chasing
there's more and more and more.
And it's
like, no. You got to find someone with a amount of money you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
That like, okay, we can live our lives and be comfortable. It's not, you also make enough of a living too that like, you probably can't support a family in this scenario.
No, not here.
But if he had a reasonable job where even I'm an engineer. I make a decent amount of money, but I don't make the lavish lifestyle that so many people make here. But I can still live comfortably. And if you put me with someone else,
we would live comfortably.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's like, it's not going to be the bougiest lifestyle, but
we're comfortable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if you're happy with that person, that's all that really matters at that point.
Like, and that's the thing is, yes, you get successful, but I'm happy because I'm with you, not because you're successful.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. The whole, you can't buy happiness. I think that's 100% true.
Exactly. And so like, I've been in where like the money tries to buy happiness
and
it's not fun. It's really not.
No.
Me getting mad at you and you buying stuff and bringing me stuff. Like,
it's nice, but it's not like the few minutes of excitement you're going to get because you got a Birkin bag.
Exactly.
It does not outweigh the hours of fighting and dread and annoyance you've gone through to get to that point. Mm-hmm. I agree with you 1,000% on that.
So there's that. So we'll see. Like, I like him as a person, but if this is how he's going to be when things get bad, then that's, we've talked about that. That's not the type of man I want in my life.
No,
I don't
I agree.
Want that. I also don't want to be fighting over another girl for you, because if that's you, if that's what you want and you want to date multiple people and you want to do what you want, live your life, do what you want, then go live your life, because I'm not going to be one of those other girls. I'm not going to be your stereotypical Latina girl.
And I'm going to say, you're also dating other men at this point too. So,
well, I'm trying to.
But you do you have an issue? I'm just trying to have people like flush this out so like listeners can understand. Yeah. You have an issue with him seeing other women while you're seeing other men?
Not. I don't want to hear about it.
Okay. All right.
I don't want to hear about it.
Okay.
Is the difference.
No, that's totally fair.
When, like, if I did not hear anything about that date or did not hear about the girl in the video, we would have been fine. I would have been like, okay, cool. You're having fun with your friend.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. I'm going out. I'm still going out. It's not that I have a problem with us dating other people. What I have a problem is you telling me about it.
I agree. I just wanted to. Yeah. I know these things because we talk about it, but when you're telling the story, it's just kind of like I wanted to make sure you're at least keeping everything relevant
it's
for people.
It's just the video that pissed me off.
No, understandable. I mean, I get it.
And it's like, again, like me taking you to a concert was a big thing for me and how much I appreciated it. And if you're having girls do that for you all the time, I don't want to be part of that statistic.
No, I get it.
I could have taken one of my friends. I could have taken you. I could have done all that.
Yeah.
Like that ticket was fucking expensive.
Yeah. You could have gone Sam Smith style.
Yeah.
And just wailed for an hour and a half. Yeah. Sobbing.
And I would have went by myself if I needed to. Yeah. Like all those things. Yeah. Like it's really no big deal to me. But I'm not going to like try to one up the other person. I'm not going to try to do any of that. You like me for me. And if you're doing this all the time or you're not giving me the attention anymore, then I'm done.
And this is step one of what we've talked about for sure with you of like for so long you have fallen in love with guys for what, not for who they are, but for what they do. And it's kind of like, this is a clip that again I sent to other people. Well, I'll show it to you after this episode, but it's Matthew Hussey on the Girls Gotta Eat podcast. Matthew Hussey is a dating coach for women.
Is that the one with the British accent?
The guy with the British accent that I'm kind of like, if I start talking with the British accent, it's because I'm a huge fan of this man.
He always sent so many videos of him.
And he had a thing where he's like, talk about why women stick with someone. And he's kind of like, oh, well, women talk about, I'm happy when with him. It's easy when I'm with him. I like life when I'm with him. And it's like, you understand what you're saying is I am not happy.
Yeah.
My life is hard.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's a problem. Mm-hmm. Like if you tie it to everything being tied to this one man or whatever external source it is, that it's like, oh, well now that person's gone. I can't be happy anymore.
Or
it's like, that's, you really got to focus inward. And cause that's when you can finally start to be like, I like this person for who they truly are, not just what they make me feel or what they make me like, what they do for me. Because I think so many of us fall into that trap.
Oh, 100% every single time.
And that's where last episode I was saying that chemistry doesn't equal investment in a relationship. It's like, chemistry is overrated because it's like, oh, well, I feel butterflies. There's this spark.
Yeah.
Sex is great. It's like, cool.
That's
great in
the short
term. But you
can have great sex with anyone else. Anyone.
Bingo. And it's like, and I also, I think we talked about in a previous episode, probably the one from two episodes ago, where sex... That's not exactly the best measure of things, but there's a lot of people who are like, oh, sex is like one of the most important things. We got to have sexual chemistry. It's like, I think good enough sex with a person you love is enough. It doesn't need to be like fucking porn where it's like, oh my God, this is amazing every single time.
Yeah.
I understand because this is a predominantly female podcast audience of 95% women, except for men 35 plus tune in. For watching one thing. I'm guessing that that crew of listeners have all dated you or come across you on a dating app before.
Yeah. Fair enough. I do date like twice my age.
Yes.
Sometimes. Totally normal.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying.
But I'm just saying
when I look
at you guys, like, all look at it, like 38 years old. Yeah. They're like 10 years, 12 years.
Yeah.
Lawyer dude's 12 years old. And
I think that's more of a reflection on who they are than who you are.
Yeah.
Because I think that's when it's like, especially because you were 23 fooling around with some of these guys that were like 40. Like, what is your intention here?
Yeah.
And it, like, I will bash Leonardo DiCaprio. I will mm-hmm. criticize all these men that yeah. it's like you're preying on these women at yeah. this point.
To like, be honest, like thinking back, yeah. Why the hell was I dating a 42-year-old man?
Yeah.
That was flying to Chicago.
Yeah. I yeah. agree.
Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
That was one of the stories that I was just like, what the fuck
yeah.
is this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, why are you flying back to Chicago? Like, no, I was only 22 at the time.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. It was like, it was right around the end of college because yeah, yeah, you yeah, had moved yet. Yeah. So, yeah.
So it's like, yeah.
Yeah, no. Those guys are yeah. questionable mm-hmm. at best. And then it's also like,
yeah, but like now that I feel like I'm older, I like older because they have their life together a little yeah, bit more.
Yes.
So that's why I'm dating. And like, you know, I don't think my parents would like it, but like.
I think it depends on who it is. Because, mm-hmm. yeah, it depends on. Yeah. Like, yeah.
And like I've dropped hints to Candy before. Like I've been like, you know, what if I like, you know, what if my actual soulmate is like going through a divorce right now and has like two kids the and TikTok is like trend. 12 yes. years older yeah. than me. She's like, maybe as long as he's successful, maybe he could be.
I mean, yeah, and I'm like, as long as he's a good guy, I don't yeah. think anyone's really going to care.
Yeah.
But I think that's going to be tying into their intentions as well.
Yeah.
That it's like, yeah, if these guys are just using you, because mm-hmm. I was actually just watching 2.5 Men the other night.
Oh, I love that fucking
I love that show. But do you remember Candy from that
yes,
show?
Yes.
And Charlie's talking about her with Alan, and he goes, yeah, dating a 22-year-old's like a good carpenter. No wood goes unused. And it's kind of like, it's very clever, but it's like, yeah, how many of those men are like,
yeah,
it's easier because I can just flex the money too yeah. on this 22-year-old. She's going to be impressed once I start
I was
her
back
the
then
money.
I was so impressed, and now it's like, holy shit. So what, you
yeah.
spend $500 on a dinner between the two of us? That's great.
Agreed.
I've had dinners that were more expensive than that.
Yes. There's so, always going to be that option yeah. out there. So
always
yeah.
is. And it's just, I don't know. I just am like confused right now because I thought it was going so great and I just need to get some clarification. And if it's not meant to work out, then it's not going to work out. And it is what it is at this point. I enjoyed my time with him, enjoyed the way he made me feel. I really enjoyed us being together. But again, if it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be.
Oh, I agree. I think I think he is step one for you into yeah. like, we've seen like, now you yeah. can date a mature man. You are yeah. truly ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, yes, there is still work you need to do.
Oh, 100%.
You're a human being. Yeah. That's always going to be the mm-hmm. case. But I think it's now like, okay, you're in this space where you can date this successful man and it's not going to be constant jealousy, constantly yeah. flying off the handlebars. Mm-hmm. I personally, based on everything I know about this man, I don't think he is the perfect fit for you
yeah.
looking long term. Mm-hmm. But I think he was the good barometer of yeah. like, okay, I'm ready for this. Like, yeah. I can now sit here and look at other guys. We've seen you cut off Short King. We've seen you cut off the crazy ginger dude.
Yeah.
Like, these guys that were truly toxic before that you yeah. allowed to stick around. Mm-hmm. And I think you're finally taking that step where it's like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm
and
ready.
And so while this is happening, I've been on three dates for the probably past 3 weeks.
Okay.
I went on three dates. I went with Flat Hat.
Okay.
We went out and I just like, I enjoy him as a person, but again, there's no real big connection there, which is unfortunate because he is a great guy. Great conversations, everything, like love that about him. Just that's not working out. So we ended that, which was totally fine. He has a lot he needs to work on. And again, I'm not going to be the one to fix him.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with not fixing
You're
him.
Not, there are plenty of nice guys out there and nice women out yeah. there that it's like, cool. It's mm-hmm. just not meant to be.
It's
and
not.
That,
yeah.
That's,
I would hang out with him
connection.
As a friend. Like, yes. truly would yeah. hang out with him as a friend because I enjoy my time with him. Then I met up again back with Frenchie mm-hmm. because I saw a Cubs and a Cardinals meme. Because if you guys don't know baseball, Cubs and Cardinals, huge rivals. He's a Cardinals fan, which is fucking disgusting. Like, I don't know why I would ever date a man that's a Cardinals fan. Like, that's fucking gross.
You'd be amazed how many couples are like that, though.
I know.
Where they date Rob, especially in the Midwest.
Yeah. Because
I've been to a Cubs-Cardinals
yeah.
game in St.
Like,
Louis.
Like, it's fucking, we're yeah. fighting. Like, yeah. we're fighting all about it. Like, because yeah. the Cubs are one right now in the National
yes.
League.
Yep.
So, like, and the Cardinals are at the bottom. Yep. So, I was, like, making fun of him for that. Like, your team fucking sucks.
Yes.
And so, like, we rekindled a little bit. We ended up hanging out. we both apologized for our actions and everything that we did. And we were like, it was very toxic between the two of us. And we just fought. And it was like, okay, we don't want to fight anymore, but I need you to try. Like, I get it. You're going through shit, but if you can't try, then I don't want to be in this anymore.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know what you want at this point.
And so we were trying to give it another chance to see where it goes. Cause we do have a lot in common. And again, I do enjoy being with him.
And this lasted what? 30 hours.
Like
of trying?
30 hours. Yeah. 30 hours. And it just like made me realize that he really doesn't want to change himself. And that explains why he went through a breakup and went through everything that he did. Because if this is how he acted in an 8-year long relationship, the same way he's acting in a month relationship, fuck no.
Yeah, no. And I mean,
like, fuck no.
It is one thing for us to sit here and say, when you were 22, 23, mm-hmm. were you stubborn and didn't want to change?
Yeah, 100%. But you're 31 years old.
Exactly.
You're turning 31.
That's where that difference is.
Exactly.
Sure.
Like, you need to put other feelings, people's feelings and considerations. You're just saying, oh, maybe another time. No, I need an explanation. I need everything. You know how I communicate. You know how I feel. I've told you this. Then you saying like, oh, my cousin takes priority over you. Yeah, they do. That is your family.
Absolutely.
You do that.
Yeah.
You just don't fucking put my feelings in consideration. That's where I draw the line. So I was like, you know what? If you can't change, like, you tell me you want to work on it and you tell me you want to try, you want to do these things. And then your response to me when I'm saying like, hey, you're not communicating the way that I want you to, that I've already voiced that you wanted to, and that you just am like, I'm just convenient for you. I was like, if you're not going to change, then I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, you proved to me the second chance that I give you, that you begged for, that you asked for, you were so sorry, you wanted to try for me. You tell me that you really care about me and that it's been really hard that I've been out of your life. And if that's true, then why the fuck can't you communicate with me?
I agree.
Like, why can't you? So I just was like, I'm done. Like, at this point, I'm done. There's no point for that.
Yeah.
I'm done trying. I'm done doing everything that I can for you. I'm not fixing you anymore. I already gave up on that because there's no fucking hope there.
Yes.
B, but I ask you to try and you say, I will try for you because I just want you in my life. Like, it's been really bad without having you in my life because we do get along so well and all that.
I do have a question. Did you ever learn more about his ex-girlfriend?
A little bit more.
Okay. Do you see similarities between you and her?
Very independent. Very will go do things without them. Gets mad about not wanting to do things with them.
Because this is something I've been thinking about lately. Because there was part of me that was looking at our friendship as well as others over the past like month or so. Yeah. And it was kind of like, what has drawn me to being friends with you? And like, it's just a very odd connection that we have. And it was like, oh, well, you do remind me of my college girlfriend in some ways. And it's like, that could be a certain level of comfort that it's like,
that it just,
maybe it just is something I'm used to. Maybe that's how he felt about you in this case was, oh, well, you're not, insert her name here. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
I don't know what her name is. But well, it's I do like, know what it is, but I can't think of it.
Okay. But it's, you're similar enough to her that it's like, he's still getting that feeling that she's still there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That
and,
would make sense.
I'm used to this. It's a comfort thing more than anything. I could see that.
Yeah. But it's just like, there's no point. I'm not driving out to fucking Tyson's anymore for that.
No. Like, that's not fair to you. No.
It's not. I'll drive cross country for a fucking man.
Yes. Yeah, you will.
So.
Literally. Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. So.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. It is.
Done it before.
Yeah.
So.
I'm aware. You've driven some long distances for men.
So it is what it is. And then I went on a date the other night. I was mad at you, so I didn't tell you.
Yeah, no, I know. With the, if you won't take me on a date, some other men will. Fuck all men. I remember the Snapchat.
Yeah, because I was fucking pissed off. So we went. He was here for a work meeting, and he like fully disclosed that right beforehand that he was like, hey. And his bio was that he loves going out to eat, but he always gets weird stares because he's eating alone.
Okay.
And I laughed at that because I was like, I love like eating alone. I always put my headphones in and then like just sit there and eat. That's just
you're
me.
Like radio.
I'm an iPad kid. Yeah. You know, I love that movie.
I'm aware that I remember that from the Red Flags episode. That's why it jumped to mind.
And so we were like talking and like I just had a bad work week. So he was like, I know you have like, cause he asked how work was. And I was like, kind of just really shitty this week. Like, I'm just ready for it to be fucking Friday, like, I need this weekend. And he was like, hey, like, I'm only here for one more night, but do you want to go out? Like, let's go get dinner, blah, 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 so forth and so forth. So we did. And we went to a place in Navy Yard. Have you ever, probably you haven't been to Circa. They have one in.
Yep. Yeah, they have one, they have one right
yeah,
by my apartment.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I mean, it was good. Like, it's upper, it's not like.
It's not
fancy, but
blowing
like
your dick off. Yeah, but yeah. It is good.
It is
good.
It was
yeah.
really good. I got the most expensive meal on the.
What menu. Yeah, you sent the picture to me.
Oh, we got mac and like cheese. Yeah, we got mac and cheese. Okay, no, yeah. That wasn't the most expensive.
I wasn't sure if it was like lobster
so,
mac
no,
and cheese.
No. So I said, so just so you know, I'm a really picky eater. Like, I can't remember if you saw that in my bio. Like, I eat like a 5-year-old. And he goes, all right, let's get an appetizer, mac and cheese. I was like, perfect. Way to my fucking heart. Because he was like looking at the menu. He's like, I don't think you'd like any of this. I'm like, perfect. This is cool. And then I got steak. So
I will say the only thing I remember getting from there is their flatbreads. They're pretty good.
Are
their
they?
Flatbread pizza, yeah.
Oh, their happy hour looked really good. That I want to try.
Okay.
But I'm never home for happy hour.
Yeah.
By the time I get home, no. I'm never
I think
home.
I've done brunch there before.
Yeah, I heard their brunch is good. Yeah. So it was a good date. He had a good sense of humor. He was a redhead. Oh, love redheads.
How old?
29.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. I know. Young
Almost
for me.
Almost age appropriate.
Yeah, I know. I know. So he's here for just a work thing. Like his office, he works remote, but his office will send him to different locations to figure out what's going on.
Okay.
And
he's
an engineer too.
Okay. Yeah. I have friends who do similar work.
So he was here. He got here Wednesday night and then was leaving Friday afternoon.
Okay.
Because he just spent basically Thursday going there, figuring out what the hell's going on and then leaving again. So we just went out to dinner, then we went to Dakota afterwards. It was good.
Okay.
I was like trying to be really flirty, and you know, I like to be touchy, and this man was not touching me.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, like I got it, you're not a touchy person, it is what it is, like whatever.
It's also weird on a first date.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, you're right, it is weird on a first date. I mean, most of the time I'm like really fucked up on first dates, so like me touching your back is like
true.
I mean, I only have five drinks.
True. I mean,
so like I was tipsy, but like
yeah,
you know, the more I talked to you, it was like trying to have a conversation with you, like I'm close to you.
Sorry to get quickly sidetracked here, but there was a TikTok I just saw. I may have sent it to you or not, like a week or so ago.
Uh-huh.
There was a guy talking about if you have to go out and have drinks with your friends, are they really your friends or are they just drinking partners?
Yeah.
And like, what does that say about the people in your life if the only time you spend with them is when you're
drunk? I realized that, like, when I was in Baltimore.
That's okay.
And that's why I cut off a lot of friends because that's exactly what happened. But that's me and Short King.
Yeah. That's kind of where my brain was going with a lot of these men is like, how many of them have you hung out sober with? And I feel like it's a very short list.
The only one that I have has been Lawyer.
Dude. Okay, but then I was like, wedding Frenchie. Guy probably was.
Oh, wedding guy, yeah.
Going farther back, drink, Firework and that crew.
No, Firework and I drank a lot.
Oh, okay.
Our first date, we got fucked plastered.
Well, I'm not just saying on the first date, but like,
yeah, we would drink a
when
lot.
When you're just getting drunk with someone, it's like, how deep are your conversations? This might be the only way they're interesting.
And
some of your men, that's kind of true. It's like, they're dull as like paint, and it's just like, okay.
I want to be the exciting one, okay?
Yeah, but you got to have some interest too. And
but yeah, so I mean, it was good. Like, so I walked him back to his hotel and he was like, shouldn't I be walking you back to your apartment? And I was like, well, yeah, but like where your hotel is like not that night, like towards the end of Navy Yard.
Okay.
For it. And he like was like confused where we even were at, because he was like, wait, isn't my hotel to the left over here? I was like, no, your hotel's to the fucking right.
Okay.
Where it was.
Wait, are you up towards Capitol South at this point? Or are you over towards like the 395?
Like towards the 395. Okay. Yeah. So I was like,
wait, that's not that bad. That's
no, I know.
That's literally like a naval base.
But like, it's still dark.
Okay, fair. But like, that's literally the military. I think
he was in the military. Yeah. Anyways. Oh, okay. He's fine. I was like, whatever. So like, I go back and I'm like, I give him a hug goodbye. And then he shakes my hand after that. And I was like, this is really awkward. Like, I was like, dude, all I want to do is kiss this fucking man.
Did you not have sex with this man?
I did not. I know. We're growing up. I know. I don't have
Mark
sex with everyone.
This date on a calendar.
I don't have sex with everyone on a first date. Flat hat, didn't.
Okay.
Firework, I didn't.
Okay.
Flat wedding hat guy, is I didn't. Different. Wedding guy, I didn't.
Okay. Well, hold on. Let's note what all those men have in common with you. Numerous dates after.
Yeah.
I never noticed that pattern.
Yeah.
that like mm-hmm. when you sleep with a man that
and not Short King and I didn't sleep for the first two dates we went on.
I do remember you telling me that. That he doesn't count for shit. Like those were 6 months apart. That doesn't count.
Yeah. To be honest, I don't really remember the night Lawyer Dude and I went home.
Okay.
Because I was like, we were tipsy.
Okay.
And it was like we had a 9 o'clock reservation. And you know, by the time I hit like 10 o'clock.
Yes.
Your girl's dead.
Well, yeah. You've had a long day at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And so, and people always ask how I do it. I don't know how I do it.
Yeah. No, I
don't think we did,
to
be honest.
Too. Okay. Well, this might actually be an interesting trend for you ladies out there and you to realize that.
I don't think it's a problem to sleep with someone on the first date if it's all consensual.
No, I'm not sitting here saying it's not,
no,
but just saying
also,
it's an interesting trend.
Yeah,
that
I also think that like you could sleep with someone on the first date and then they end up being your husband.
You could. I'm just making the observation that the longest you've been with, the guys you've been with for more than just one or two dates are all men you didn't sleep with on a first date.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. An observation.
I forget that.
So.
I'm growing up.
Hey, maybe there is something to that. Because I do believe, like, I do not sleep with women on first dates.
Yeah.
And I try and make it a point to because mm-hmm. I want to show women what my true intention is, though. Because I think a lot of women get worried about that.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, this man mm-hmm. only wants me for sex.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we have watched it happen to you
a lot.
So it's one of those things that I try and be cognizant of mm-hmm. it, that it's like, yeah, I have slept with women on first dates, but I try my best
to make
it clear that like
that's not what I want.
I don't want that. I'm not sitting here like trying to do this. I want to get to know you. I want to see where this goes.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like I try and give them that separation of like, I don't even want to know where you live. Like, tell me the neighborhood so I can figure out where we're going to dinner.
Yeah, but
I don't even want to walk you home because I don't want you to feel any sort of pressure. Like, oh, do I kiss him? Do I let him come up?
Yeah.
Do I let him? No.
Yeah.
That ain't why I'm here. Like,
I mean, I'll make out with you. That's all I want. Like,
that's
just
fair.
Especially a redhead.
That's fair. But no, it's just.
Mm-hmm. So there was that. But I mean, then he like texted me like 20 minutes later and was like, did you make it home? I'm like, yeah, because I'm myself and I made it home. Like,
true. But it's dark out.
And yeah.
You have no self-defense skills.
Shut up. I could punch you in your balls.
Other than screaming loudly.
Yeah,
like,
shut the hell up. Anyways, and I sent a picture of Thelma like giving me a big kiss and he was like, I wish that was me. And I was like, it could have been. I literally hinted you that I wanted to like give you a kiss, like blah blah. And he goes, you did? I was like, yeah. And he goes, I swear I tell you I'm probably fucking stupid. I was like, clearly.
He's an engineer.
Yeah,
so
yeah. Clearly.
My grandmother,
military.
My grandmother's term for all of those guys was a simple genius.
Yeah.
Like you can be an incredibly book smart individual.
That's what he said.
And then
no
common sense,
I
no
was
people
like,
skill.
Mm,
like,
yeah, makes a lot of sense. Yeah. And I was like, but I'm going to bed because I'm already tucked in. I'm butt ass naked in bed.
Yeah.
There's no returning from that unless
Correct.
You're a Short King or would we ever give
the crazy redhead?
Would we ever give
the crazy redhead?
He's not a redhead.
Oh, I thought that was the whole selling point of this man.
No.
Oh, the bipolar ugly guy.
Yeah.
That doesn't narrow it down, though, with your dating history.
Shut the fuck up. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
We never gave him a nickname. No, I thought he was a redhead. I thought that was the whole appeal of this man. Mm-hmm.
Dude, I don't know what the appeal was, that he was a fucking cokehead.
He was crazy. Wait, I thought that was the Orioles guy.
No.
Oreos, as you like to call them.
No.
I thought he was
he just smoked. He just smoked a shit ton of weed.
Oh, okay.
That's it. Which weed is nothing.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's not a huge issue.
I got high.
But yeah, no, if you're...
Yeah.
The guy's doing a mountain of cocaine. That
Coke everywhere. Coke always in his pocket. Coke.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. I got to go to the bathroom real quick, Alex. I'll be back in a second. And then come back and like fucking be fidgeting. And
weren't you doing cocaine off like... Was it his dick or was it SD's dick?
No one's dick.
I could have sworn.
What's SD asked me?
Oh, okay. That's I was like, I
we do
like
not do
this.
Coke. We do not do coke.
Okay, I was like, I feel like I remember. We strictly do Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, we do Dr. Pepper.
It was just one of those. I feel like, I was like, why is this story like?
No, why he asked me, SD asked me, remember? Right. And I was like, no, I don't do Coke.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, I could have sworn I remember this being a story.
No, that's why I was so confused. Why? No, because you brought that up before. And I'm like, I haven't done that. But he did ask me that. He okay. did ask right. me. And I was like, no.
I'm not crazy.
Yeah, no, he did. I was like, no, I'm sorry. Like, I don't do Coke. I don't believe in that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't believe in that thing.
Yeah, I don't believe in doing Coke because I am drug free.
Yes.
Except for my mental illness pills.
And penicillin.
I'll die if I have penicillin.
No, that's true. That's the one you're allergic to.
Shit. But yeah. Yeah, yeah. He asked me. He was like, please. And I was like, no, I don't do Coke, but thank you. I appreciate it. I'll get addicted to it if I am.
No, you do have a very addictive
personality. I do have an addictive personality. So I was like, I can't do Coke off your dick. Sorry.
But no, yeah. I was like, I could have sworn I remembered that. But he did ask. Okay.
Yeah. But that's it for the dating life on the update. All my friends that are long distance love this part because then they get to hear I'm so fucking crazy. And shout out to my best friend, Becca, who is a wonderful mother and wife and has to have me as a crazy best friend.
Where is she?
She's in Illinois.
Okay.
Yeah, we went to college together.
Okay.
I was in her wedding.
We have a random Midwest listeners from all
it's
over.
Becca.
And it's like, always, I don't know which one it is because it's like, we get like Minnesota, a couple of Minnesota,
which is
couple
my
Wisconsin,
other best friend. Yeah, all my best friends are.
I know they're all there. Yeah, and I'm just I don't know which one's which.
But the one that's very innocent listens to us religiously.
Well,
and
thank
she
you,
loves
Becca.
Us. Yeah, she loves us. And I love her more than anything. But I always laugh because she's like, you live such a crazy life.
Yeah. I mean, think about what your life would be if you stayed in Iowa.
Yeah.
Like
married with 3 kids already.
Probably.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With some ugly guy. Not well, successful.
Well, he might be successful by those places.
Could be, fair enough.
Like, it's a totally different lifestyle out there.
Yeah. So, yeah, that is true. So we'll see. We'll see if I end up hanging out with Short King. I might be picking him up from the airport today.
For those of you who could not hear, she might be picking him up from the airport. He was on vacation with his wife, allegedly.
He doesn't have a wife.
No, no that's what he did say.
He did say as a joke. And I was like pissed off. I was so mad. And then he goes, I can't believe you would think that. And I said, well, I don't know who would marry you anyways. And his response was, you would, which is so true. I would marry that man.
And he wouldn't be the first married man you slept with.
Okay, fair enough. I didn't know they were fucking married.
Exactly.
I didn't know.
the man lied about it both times. That's my point. Is unfortunately this is a thing that men do. Is
I didn't know he was married.
I'm sure women do it as well. I mean, I've
100%.
I've seen enough TikToks where like guys are calling into shows like or women are calling in like I cheated on my husband and like I cheated with my trainer. Now I love both men, and it's like you don't love your husband.
Yeah.
Like I'm sorry. You can tell yourself what you want, but no.
So if Brian ever brings up me sleeping with a married man, I swear on my fucking life, this man had me fully convinced he was not married.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's what these guys do.
Yeah.
Like
he was good.
Yeah. Serial.
But then he told me
cheaters.
He was going through a divorce and I still was talking to him.
Yes, yeah.
So, no. That was not me.
Serial cheaters for sure are a thing, unfortunately. So,
yeah.
Watch out for them. We will, in our next episode, we are going to discuss cheating.
Yeah.
So, that'll be a topic that's going to be interesting to say the least. But, no, men absolutely have lied about it. Women lie about it as well.
Yeah.
But some men just flat out don't care if the woman's married or not, unfortunately.
Yeah,
so
it's insane.
But no, I mean, you have had an interesting update for your
life.
It's
all in a fucking week. Yeah. That's the problem that happens. I need a break. So hopefully, hopefully I get to see Lawyer Dude and we get to hash some things out. We get to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, that would be interesting to hear that resolution shortly. That is the thing that's kind of slightly annoying about the way we record the podcast and then that we talk like in our personal lives. Like, I kind of want you to save it for the podcast so I can actually organically relax to it or react to it. But then it's like, I also want to know and not have to sit around and wait for this.
Because he'll like literally text me and be like, did you guys talk? Did you talk yet? Did you text him? Are you seeing
him? Well, there are times I know you're going to text him.
Yeah.
And then it's just like,
When
are you doing it? What are you gonna say?
Yeah, Brian Have always like yeah. Brian's like, are we gonna talk about what you're gonna say to him?
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Because you sometimes get a little unhinged and it's just like, oh boy, here we go.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, you can be. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are very. When you're mean, you are usually acting purely on impulse in that moment. Like it's not calculated. It is just firing off the first thing that came into my mind. It's like, oh boy, here we go. Here we go. Everyone is going to die.
They're dying. Right, they're dead. Yeah. They're fucking dead at this point.
So I'm curious. What if he doesn't see you this week? What if he doesn't make the time for
then
you?
I'm done.
Okay. That is your heart.
Yep.
Okay.
That is, I've already thought about that. Don't tell me they're going to make plans with me. I've been without you for 3 weeks now and I'm doing fine. Yeah. I don't need you. Like, again, I truly enjoyed being with him.
Have you been with him since Bad Bunny?
No, because...
Okay. That's what I thought.
Because everything happened the next week.
Yeah. That was how I was remembering it.
Yeah. We're supposed to see each other that weekend, but that's something personal family happened, remember? So.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, at the time this episode comes out, that's going to have been a month and a half ago, that concert. Mm-hmm. And so we're recording this on May 4th.
Yeah.
Happy Star Wars
May
Day.
May 4th be with you.
Yeah, there we go. I was like, it's something.
That's Hunger Games, sorry. But anyways, I've never watched fucking Star Wars.
No, but the concert was April 9th because I did look this up when prepping for this.
Yeah, because we were supposed to see each other the next week.
Yeah.
Then shit happened.
Yep.
And it was my birthday.
Yeah, no. So that was one of those that I was curious because it's been damn near a month at this point. So it's like, how much more leeway are we giving this man?
There's no more after this. There's absolutely no more. I've given it. I've expressed how I feel. And that's okay. I put the one thing about me nowadays is I'm not afraid to say how I feel now.
Yeah.
Because I've held things back and that just has bit me in the ass.
Yeah. So. And I think there's a balancing act we've talked about with this for sure. Because there are plenty of times you're mad at your job.
Yeah.
Like whether it's your coworkers, your boss, whomever.
Yeah.
And you want to tell them to go fuck themselves.
Yeah.
But you don't tell your boss that because then you're going to get fired and then you have to find a new job. So there is kind of that balancing act of being honest. It's a great quality. I think everyone needs to be as honest as possible. Don't lie. Don't play games. Yeah. But you can't act completely on impulse.
Correct.
And just
go off.
Tell everyone off.
Yeah.
But no, that's, I agree. You do need to establish that boundary. Mm-hmm. So flat hat, gone.
Mm-hmm.
Frenchie, gone. Short King, soon to be.
Soon to be gone. Last hangout.
The crazy dude that's the cocaine guy.
He's been really gone.
Mm-hmm. Lawyer guy's our last real question mark. Mm-hmm. Are there any up and comers that we need to be watching? Any dark horses? It's actually Derby Day, so who are our long shot dark horses?
No, I don't have anyone else.
Wow.
Oh, my iPad broke. Well, I dropped it. If anyone would like to buy me a new iPad, I would love that. But I may or may not be banned on Tinder and
will have a new iPad by the time this episode comes out. So
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, you might have it by the end of this weekend. Yeah. So,
true. So, you need a new iPad.
Yeah, there we go. We can get you back on the dating apps.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to prioritize just Tinder, you think?
I think so. Okay. I always find the most successful. My relationships have come from Tinder.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Lawyer dude. Wedding guy.
I didn't know they were all from Tinder.
Yeah.
Okay.
Previously, Chip Skylark.
Thank Bumble. You for getting that right this time. Not Bumble. Chip Skywalker. No, that would be appropriate today.
Thelma's dad, Bumble.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've been on both.
Okay.
I mean, Tinder, it's a hookup app. And if I really need a hookup, I go on Tinder.
Yeah, that's where I feel it might just become are you?
No, my intentions are still pure on there of what I want. Want a relationship.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the guys on there, unless you're really hot on Tinder, you don't have much success.
Yeah.
I found that personally, and I've heard that from numerous
people.
I'm hot,
so that's
not
a problem.
Well, for women, you could be a fucking dog, and you're going to get a lot of matches.
Yeah.
They've done this experiment where they've done a male model and then a below average attractive woman. And in 24 hours, she'll have hundreds and hundreds of likes, and he'll have 60.
Oh, my God.
And it's just that's how men are swiping right on everyone and everything.
Yeah.
And granted, we've talked about you being a guy's girl in the sense that it also works out that you have that. I'm just shooting my shot with everyone. I just need to see one picture.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately, ladies, this is a dirty little secret. Most men won't tell you. It doesn't matter how nice you are. It really doesn't. You just have to be nice enough.
Yeah.
And then it's all how attractive you are.
Yeah.
And so, if you're attractive like you, you're going to get more people to match. And then then you just have to be a decent enough person.
Yeah. I'm a fucking cunt bag, but I'm a good person at the same time.
Yeah, but it depends how, like, what that ratio is for the man, how much. But yeah, if you, most men are judging purely off pictures.
Yeah.
There are some that are like, okay, is this someone I can actually have a conversation with? But like, it's, I think women are more likely to overcome, like, oh, he's not a great looking guy, but he's got a great personality.
Mm-hmm. You cannot, like, you cannot be cute, but your personality is fucking amazing. I love that.
Yeah.
Like, I truly do, because I've had someone who looks, who is attractive, but no fucking personality.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm like, the fuck? How are you talking to people?
Yeah.
I have to order my food for you. I have to order your food for you.
And that makes it very hard. That makes dating apps hard is for people like me, where it's like, I'm not a bad looking guy. Yeah. I'm not a great looking guy.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, it's kind
of
like
that fucking nasty picture off of it where you were like a five.
Yeah. No. Well, that that was solely for a little hat tip. We know you love Republican men, so you're not a fan of the mask. Mm-hmm. And you're like, you claim to not be a Republican.
I'm not a Republican. I never will be.
As I said to you last week, you have enough Republican DNA that's been inside of you. You're basically Republican at this point.
I'm not a Republican. I'm not really big into politics, but no. I'm not a Republican.
How does that, how does it impact? Because I do remember you showing me your profile that was like non-political or apolitical or something that.
Doesn't matter. Like, it never really is an issue. I don't like, my thing is I don't care what your political belief is, but what I do care about is like women's rights. Like, you need to be like, so like you can be Republican and be like, women have a choice. Like, women need to have their own choice. Women need this. And I would love that. But if you're Republican enough where you are like Trump Republican or like women should have no rights, that's when I draw a line. Because it's like, I am first generation, daughter of an immigrant. There's like a whole bunch of things that like you, little things like that is where it bothers me. Like, I have friends that are Republican, but they are like fully supportive of my dad being an immigrant. Like, they think they're great for us, blah, blah, blah. Like, don't judge me for having an immigrant father, but like,
Yeah, there are different guys schools where,
like,
of Republican.
I went on a date with a guy who was like, I hate all Mexicans. And I'm like, the wrong bitch, because my ass is going to like call you out on it right now. Yeah. Like, you don't realize how hard my dad had to work to come here. You don't realize the childhood he had. He goes back to his home city and there's nothing. There's like nothing there. Like, if I went back, they'd have to put me in a Hilton in Mexico City.
Yes.
That's just me.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't survive that, to be fair. But like, don't do that. Like, there's a difference on the Republicans. But I'm like, as long as we, like, you believe that, like, I have my own choice. If I want an abortion, you allow me to go get an abortion if you want.
This isn't what I was really driving.
I know, but I'm saying, like, if that's, you are that part of Republican, then I can deal with you being Republican.
Yes.
But I don't want to hear about it. Do whatever the fuck you want. Go vote. Go do what you want to do.
Yeah. My thing was more, a lot of women talk about, like, unless you have liberal listed on your profile, you are viewed as a conservative. Or if you have moderate, it's still, like, that's code word for being a Republican. Most women in D.C., because it is really, really liberal in a liberal city, they automatically swipe right unless you have liberal in your bio and stuff like that. So I wasn't sure if that was true with men. Where it's kind of like they see you as non-political. So maybe the liberal men swipe left on you when the Republican men are more likely to swipe right on you because they go, oh, well, she says she's non-political, but that means I actually have a shot with her, where most liberal women are not going to give a conservative man a shot kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah.
I wasn't sure if you had noticed anything like that.
No, I haven't ran into that problem.
Okay.
We don't really talk about politics. Like, I would like to know what kind of Republican
but
you
are. When you scroll through someone's profile, there's I know you don't until you match with someone, but typically they do have what their political beliefs are.
Most of the time, the ones I do match with do say conservative.
Yeah, no. And that's kind of where I was like, I wonder if that is a similar thing with men. Yeah. I don't know. I have never taken a poll of men like that and their political beliefs, but
it doesn't really affect me.
No, there actually is a dating app called The Right Stuff that is a right-wing dating app.
Oh, my God.
And they advertised like crazy on TikTok, like just incessantly. And they are the stupidest TikToks out there.
Uh-huh.
But I kept showing them to Logan, and I was like, this is so like cringy, cliche Republican. Yeah. And we were talking to his girlfriend at the time, and she's like, Brian, you need to download this app.
I'm
like, fuck it. Yeah, we're doing this. And then you have to get your profile approved to make sure you're not a troll or anything.
Yeah,
it's like a 24-hour process. But it was like a lot of it was just religious based Republicans when I was on it. And it was like, okay, if that's how you choose to live your life, I'm not going to knock you for it. But some of the prompts you got, and I will have to pull up some of them, but it was like, I believe that January 6th was the science is settled on trying to remember what else there was. But then, like, some of the science was settled on, there were there are only two genders. And it was just like, oh, God. And you can set your radius to whatever. So I was getting, like, likes from, like, Arizona. And I'm like, this is wild. But I was like, I need to find the spot where I can actually find, like, what is your opinion on January 6th? Like, I just want to read these. Because I was, you can pick a theme song for your profile. So that it automatically plays when people go to look at your page. And some of them were like, some people had the national anthem. Some people had the Dixie Chicks, or excuse me, the Chicks. What else did we have on there? Was it God Bless the USA by Lee Greenwald? All the cliche, like Toby Keith songs. It was so funny to scroll through this. I've since deleted it, but it was such a wild experience to see like what this other side is. And I'm sure someone's going to come after me at this point of being like, you were on a dating app for these intentions. I didn't troll anyone. I created a genuine account. I put my standard prompt answers in there. Like it was all my standard pictures. And it was just kind of like, I need to see what this is like. It was so funny. To be on there.
I don't even know what to say that's even real.
I mean, you got to consider there's a dating app for everything at this point.
That is true. But no, you're right on that. Fuck. Holy shit.
I mean, we grew up with farmersonly.com. It was a huge thing. Like there were ads for that on a regular basis.
I thought one time I thought I was going to have to get on it.
I mean, for you, it would have made sense. They all have a shit ton of money.
Yeah, they do.
Like those combines, they own are not cheap, mm-hmm. like millions of dollars. Yeah. So, hey, it would have been rich, kept you closer to your family, would have kept you in Iowa.
Shit.
You would have had to stay at St. Ambrose and not St. Anselm, though. So,
shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I love my DC life, though.
But no, yeah, I mean, it is interesting to see personality versus looks. And I will now tie this into my pitch for you to nominate me on updating.
Let's do
yes,
it.
Yes, we are running out of time. But yeah,
we're excited. I'm going
to. I have applied to be on updating. If you don't know the show, check it out on TikTok or on YouTube.
Yeah. Mornings.
Yeah. New episodes. I think it's Monday at noon come out.
Monday at noon.
So highly recommend checking them out. Basically, the concept of the show, they blindfold people, bring them on. They think they're going to be great pairs. They have horrible success rates. I think they have two over like a few years of couples that actually came out of this. But it's fun to see how personalities mix, and then you take your blindfolds off, and a lot of people are like, I'm not really feeling with this
like
person.
He's like the short, and you're like,
yes, home. Exactly. So it's going to be, it's very interesting. They come to DC here at the beginning of June.
I can't wait.
So I've applied. Excited. Feel free to nominate me. You can
We're
going to
be there too. So if you could get a ticket, come see us.
Yeah,
come
it's
say
at
hi.
The 9:30 Club on June 7th, which is a Friday night. So
we'll be there.
We will be there. So tune in. I've got nothing else for this episode. So do you have anything else you want to leave? This was mostly about you and your dating life.
I mean, we'll see where life takes us next week. We'll see what new boyfriend I have next week.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sure she will have a new love of her life the next time we get an update. So before we head out, like, comment, subscribe, follow on all platforms where you can get your podcast. If you want to join the community a little bit more, you can DM us and follow us on TikTok and Instagram. She is the Fwen Lex on both, or no, she is just Fwen Lex on both of them. I am the Brian Luxton on both of them as well. So feel free to shoot us a message.
Yes.
Join the community.
Woohoo!
Thrilled
we love
with
it, guys.
Support.
We love you.
Thank you guys so much.
Bye.
See ya.